the various jobs being done and programs offered in your communities?
Yeah, I want to know about stuff.
Where should you turn to for such information?
The anticipation is killing me!
What better place than straight from the horse's mouth? It is time for your What Do You Think program, presented by WLEW and WHST. Here's your host with today's topic.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of our What Do You Think program here on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson, and I am joined today by Kim Renero. She is an outreach specialist and caregiver community educator at and for the Human Development Commission. So welcome, Kim, and thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, Nick, and thank you for having me and having me on air talking about our HDC caregiver and kinship programs.
No, it's very good to have you here. Appreciate it. So I guess that's a good place to start off. What is the caregiver and kinship program?
The Caregiver and Kinship Programs provides resources, education, and monthly support meetings for those who are caring for a loved one or a child. For the Caregiver Program, the care receiver can be affected by physical ailments, Alzheimer's or dementia, Parkinson's, or other conditions. For the Kinship Program, it is a grandparent taking care of a minor child whose parents are not in the home. The program through HDC is offered in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties.
Right, so all through the local area here, and that's pretty neat. That's it's always nice to talk with people who are working in areas like that to help provide resources for people that need the help.
You know, yes, always happy to help our seniors especially.
Well, and that's great because I've talked about this with some of our other guests too, and sometimes it's just so hard to even know when you find yourself in a situation where to turn to. And so it's great to have people like you who are able to be like, hey, we kind of know this system, so we can help you through this. You know,
yes, exactly.
Take some pressure off. And then, so as far as that, like, how would someone qualify for either of these programs?
For the caregiver program, the caregiver or care recipient must be 60 years or older. And for the kinship program, the caregiver must be 55 or older, and the child must be under 18 years of age. The biological parents of the child must not be living in the home.
Okay, I see. Yep. So definitely it's trying to reach out for the people who really are in a tough spot and to help them through that, which is great to have someone there. Who is a caregiver?
So a caregiver can be a family member, friend, or a paid helper. They can be a parent, spouse, sibling, aunt, child, friend, neighbor, and etc. The kinship caregiver can be anyone who is not the biological parent of the child who is over 55. It does not matter where the recipient lives or how often a caregiver takes care of them, that person is still a caregiver. Even if a care recipient is in a facility, such as like an AFC home or medical care, the person is still a caregiver. They provide support. They're still paying the medical bills for the facility. They're still going there and lending their support and care for their loved one.
The loved one, absolutely. So, which is, yeah, not a lot of, it's not like you have to go and take a two-year course, get a master's degree in how to do it.
As long
as you just meet a couple of stipulations and you care,
exactly.
You qualify.
Yeah.
So HDC, what do they provide for a customer in these programs?
So for both programs, we offer caregiver support groups, training, Zoom calls, phone calls, in-home visit, and our office visits. They must check in quarterly to stay eligible for the programs, and whatever form of communication works for the customer also works for us. If the caregiver needs more frequent check-ins than quarterly, we are always happy to arrange a meeting when they need our support. So if they need monthly meetings, we are always more than welcome to conduct any of those types of check-ins. With the caregiver support groups, we have one in each location for the caregiver program. Huron County is the second Tuesday of every month at the Evangel Life Assembly of God Church in Bad Axe from 1 to 3 p.m. Sanilac County is the second Wednesday of every month at the United Methodist Church in Lexington from 1 to 3 p.m. And Tuscola County is the third Wednesday of every month at HDC's main office in Caro from 10 to 12 p.m. The Kinship Family Group monthly meeting is the third Wednesday of every month from 3:30 to 5 at the Caro Area District Library. At the support groups, the caregiver advocates will talk about a different topic each month, and the caregivers are able to talk amongst others to hear similar stories and help aid each other in different areas. Such topics include caregiver burnout, nutrition, hospice, etc. We also provide resources for assisted livings, home help, health insurance, elder attorneys, and more. On the opposite hand, for kinship, we help create potty and reward charts for children who are potty training, helping the caregivers understand technology and adolescence, and much more. We can also make referrals to outside agencies such as A&D Home Healthcare and Region 7 Area Agency on Aging for home help for either program. We also create monthly newsletters for both programs that include important events and dates within the agency, a different educational topic that enhances the care of the care recipient, and any other changes or updates to the program. Additionally, we help in certain areas with funds that will aid our care recipients. For the caregiver program, it could be helping with buying medical equipment such as grad bars or utility assistance. If a caregiver is unsure we can help, it is always best to call and speak with an advocate to see if such an item or need can be approved. For the kinship program, we help with back-to-school supply shopping, Christmas shopping, utility assistance, firewood, etc. Again, it is always best to call and speak with an advocate to see if the need can be approved. Lastly, toward the end of the summer, we will start a hands-on powerful tools for caregivers training in all three counties. This training is a six-week course that lasts 90 minutes. Our advocates will focus on how to give caregivers the tools to take care of their loved one and themselves. This course teaches real-life situations, communication skills, guilt, and more. Each attendee will receive a textbook and workbook for the course. Registration is required, and once the dates are finalized, we'll be adding the flyer to our Facebook page, newsletters, and more, so those who are interested in the program can RSVP.
And check that out. Yeah, I like a lot of that stuff, but like a couple of things that, pardon me, stood out was like, there's people available, the advocates available, caregiver burnout, because that's a big thing, I'm sure. I mean, you love people and everything, but it can be very overwhelming.
It is.
I'm sure.
Especially if our care recipient, you know, has a physical ailment such
yes.
as, you know, dementia or Alzheimer's. It's very hard on our caregiver. They're doing everything that two people used to do. So
yep.
doing the grocery shopping, paying all the bills.
Absolutely.
Caring for them, either providing hands-on care or little reminders every day.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a little bit of personal experience with Alzheimer's being in the family and grandfather who was a caregiver, and it was just, it's very overwhelming. Like you
yeah.
said, when all of a sudden a two-person team comes down to one person, and now you're trying to do all of that. So some of these things, that's where I just thought it's just great because you've got these things and, you know, you have to check in at least this much, but you're not limited to that. If you need
Correct.
More help than that and you're feeling burned out and you're not sure what to do, who to turn to, there are people available
Correct.
That can help you through that because,
yes.
you know, it's not something you have to just kind of struggle with through yourself or by yourself.
Myself and our other two advocates are great at what they do, and we're always wanting to lend a helping hand and
yeah.
listen to our caregivers and provide support for them and any needed learning of essentials such as literature or, for example, the kinship program, the potty charts.
Yeah.
I've had a few people in the last week request potty charts because they have their grandchildren who are potty training and they're not getting the hang of it.
Yeah.
So I know, for example, my son is going to be starting potty training soon.
Okay.
So potty charts are a great way to help them learn what is washing your hands, how do you flush, you know, all of that sorts of things of going to the restroom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll throw this out there for anyone who wants to try it. I guess my mom used to use cookies for me. If I did a good job, I'd get a cookie. But the only problem with that was at some point I eventually would just go running through the house without having to actually use the bathroom. And I would just jump backwards on the toilet yelling cookie, cookie, cookie.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to watch. Kids are smart. They can figure that kind
yes,
of stuff
my
out.
My niece,
so,
my sister used money as
money,
a way
yep,
of
yep.
getting my niece niece on the toilet, and that quickly backfired on them. So, where my niece thought, "Oh, I just sit on the potty
and I get some money.
I get a dollar.
You know, so. I get a dollar." Yeah, so I got to go to the bathroom all the time.
Exactly.
Huh? So, but no, it's back to what we were saying. Though I think it's great because sometimes you are there to help people through that, and sometimes just having a listening ear is enough to totally change a person's emotional state of being, just having a release valve.
Yes,
sometimes
getting anything off their shoulders.
Absolutely. And then is there anything new HDC is doing for the caregiver program customers?
Yes, we have a heap of new events that are happening within our caregiver program. First, we are hosting educational events in all three counties monthly that are free for caregivers and the public to attend. Myself, I will be presenting on each topic. Every month is a different topic. So far, we presented on heart health and caregiver mental health. June's topic is Alzheimer's and dementia, and next month's is going to be on diet and nutrition. We add these events to our Facebook page, other community pages, business bulletin boards, and more. We also send out the flyers and the monthly newsletters to our caregivers as well.
So lots of sources of information, whether
yes.
you are in the tech age and keep up on the internet, or whether you're not, you're hitting multiple facets of ways
Correct.
To get people information to whoever, whichever route they like to go to get it, whether it's paper or digital, it's
yes.
available.
A lot of thinking goes into the process of how to target our customers, where our seniors go, what
yeah.
do they frequent most often.
Absolutely. You know, yes, exactly, to really be able to make sure that info is out there and people know that it's available.
Yes. Also, we have a caregiver giveaway every 6 months, and one of our lucky caregivers will go home with a new tablet.
Ooh.
The caregiver can be entered in a few different ways. First, whenever a new caregiver signs up for our caregiver or kinship program, they will get an entry. Then from there on out, every time the caregiver talks to an advocate, either by phone, Zoom, either in-home or an office meeting, or attending a monthly support group, they will be entered. The last way is by attending any HDC event. That can be the monthly education seminars, senior seminars, cookouts, and more. The number of times a caregiver can be entered is endless. So as many times as a caregiver goes to these events or talks to our advocate, they will be entered.
You're piling up for that
yes.
free tablet chance.
Yep. Our first drawing will take place in November. And our last new event, HDC is conducting our first ever caregiver picnic.
Oh, that should be fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
always
exciting.
A good time. I was going to say, you got a lot of good stuff coming up on the horizon here.
This will take place on August 17th at Evergreen Park on M53 from 11 to 3. All three counties, Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola, caregivers are welcome, and to the public for those who are wanting to be in our caregiver program. We will have two guest speakers presenting on CPR and first aid and nutrition for different age groups. We'll be having a free lunch, games, activities, and of course prizes that our caregivers could win. Any new or existing caregivers and their care recipients or children are welcome to attend. We ask that they RSVP by calling 1-800-843-6394. Again, that is 1-800-843-6394.
That's great. I like, again, just really hammering on so people that are aware, for me in my mind, just the availability and multiple means of availability. Like you're talking just in that last portion about even Zoom, and that stuck out to me because it's like, look, even people get sick or things happen and come up, it's like, look, you're still not on your own. Even if you can't physically make it somewhere that you intended to, there's many means that you can still get in touch with
yes.
the people who can help you through these times.
Mm-hmm. Right now in the kinship program, we are seeing a lot of phone check-ins just because the kids are getting out of
yeah.
school right now. So they're
Summertime.
Busy with that. They're busy planning summer vacations or
sports.
They're busy with ending sports up.
Summer
yes.
Yeah, exactly. So again, it's not like there are many, many routes
mm-hmm.
for people to be able to enjoy and take advantage of the help available,
Correct.
Which is great.
As always, our advocates are always happy to help and lend a hand to the caregivers who are taking care of our aging and the young population. If anyone has questions on how to enroll in our caregiver or kinship programs or RSVP to our events, please call 989-673-4121 and ask for either Sarah, Kim, or Tabitha. Again, our phone number is 989-673-4121.
That's very good. Yeah, couple, like I said, it's just awesome that there's so many routes available for people to get in and get a hold of you. And we'll have that information here for people too. And you said, because you have a Facebook page too, and I know that I was on that as well, but I can't remember right offhand. What's your Facebook?
So our Facebook page is just our name of our agency. So it's the Human Development Commission.
That's what I was thinking, but I wanted to make sure I didn't botch it. And I figured you probably pardon me, everyone, have that stuck within the realm of your mind a little better than I do. So,
yes.
But if they go on Facebook, they can check out Human Development Commission and see everything going on there. And
our marketing director is always great. She adds new events that are happening every single day. So if you're looking for something, always check our Facebook page for our upcoming events that I talked about, our caregiver picnic, the flyer she will be posting on Facebook as well. So that is a great way to find and look for the flyer.
Right. And that's what I saw the little bit of time I did have to check out your Facebook page. It's like very active, very easy. Mm-hmm. Stuff is constantly getting popped up on there.
Yes.
So to make you aware of what's up and coming. And so that's great.
Do we
think touch on everything?
We covered everything of our caregiver and kinship programs.
Yeah, that's awesome. Was there anything else you'd like to add that we didn't get to, or are you all right with feeling good about it?
Again, so if anyone has any questions there's a need out there that they think that HDC could help with, always call our main phone number, 989-673-4121, and someone will always be happy to assist them.
Absolutely. So bear that in mind. The tough times that you might be going through, specifically in this area with the advancement of technology, the world's getting smaller and smaller. And the positive to that is there's usually always somewhere you can reach out to find help with whatever it is you need help with. Not much less and less people are left on their own to try to struggle. So
correct.
That is awesome. I love the work you guys are doing. Thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us
so
today.
Thank you so much. And on behalf of myself, HDC, the caregiver team, we thank you for having me and letting me speak about our program.
Oh, absolutely. We'd love to have you again sometime. Did an excellent job.
All right.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into this What Do You Think edition.
Yeah, now I know stuff.
And be sure to keep your ears tuned closely to AM 1340 and 94.1 FM for our next What Do You Think program.